So Territory Titans run it hard, comes up to the turn at the 450, two lengths in Verloc and All Too Hooing, then Dance, 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 Ironclad with Every Hope, pulled to the middle of the track, four off the lead from Moonlight Made High Stranger, and back behind them English King between horses, but Territory Titan going up and down in the one spot, led by a length to In Verloc. Here's Ironclad and Platoon right under the arches, Ironclad up to Territory Titan at the 200 metres, Platoon and Vacillator from a long way back, but Ironclad has raced to the lead and remains unbeaten in the land of Oz. Ironclad by a length and three quarters, Platoon Vacillator, Territory Titans run a massive race. Then came High Stranger.
He was heavily supported from the time markets went up, and as Matty Hill outlined, unbeaten in his time in Australia. Trained by Will Clarkin and representing Will and representing Jamie Carr also. We're lucky to have Lockie Weekly with us this morning. Good morning to you, Lockie.
Morning. Morning, Warren. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I know you were trackside at Bendigo yesterday. Where do we find you this morning?
I'm in Echuca at the moment and head back to Adelaide this afternoon or tomorrow.
Ironclad yesterday, as I said, heavily supported from the time markets went up, and as Matty Hill outlined, undefeated in Australia. How did you see his win yesterday?
Look, it was terrific again, and fortunately, Jamie was able to give him every hope in the run, but in saying that, he really had to make a long, sustained run at them again, and he was great on the line, and he's a very impressive horse.
He looks a lovely style of horse, and everything he's done in Australia says that he's up to better races. What was it that attracted Australian bloodstock to him in the first place, and how did he end up in your stable?
Yeah, so Australian Bloodstock, they sourced the horse, and a good friend of the stable, Darren Arnold, was over in the UK at the time betting some horses for Australian Bloodstock, and Darren suggested to the boys that the horse would be well-suited to be trained by Will. He had a few temperamental and behavioural issues back in the UK, and Darren suggested to Jamie and Luke that Will would be the man for the job, and they were kind enough to send the horse to South Australia.
How's he behaved in terms of his time with your stable, mentioning that he did have some behavioural issues early on?
Yes, he was a bit troublesome at the barrier, and Will's really ironed all that out as time's gone on, and he's a real testament to Will's training, and the way he acted yesterday was just sensational, and yeah, Will certainly got him on the right leg.
What was the feedback that you got from Jamie yesterday following the win?
Look, she was wrapped with a horse. She said he's extremely tough and got a hell of a lot of ability. So, she was wrapped.
What do you think his best attribute is?
Look, he's able to sit on the speed and really use his tactical gate speed. He's just so strong to the line. And he's got a massive engine and obviously just a great deal of ability. It hasn't been sort of mentioned too much, but he's got an amazing pedigree, the horse, and that's obviously really starting to come into play. Like, he's by Champion Dubawi, and he's just incredibly well-bred. He's a half-brother to Mirage Dancer, and being out of Heat Haze, he's out of a half-sister to Raise the Flag, Champs Elysees, and Denisis, so he's got an exceptional page.
He's won a listed race on the minimum weight yesterday. What do you do in terms of mapping out a plan for the future for him now?
Well, having a look last night, he's got a rating of 99 now, so that's going to give him, you know, that's going to get him into the races we need to in the spring. Whether we consider something like Brisbane in the interim, but we'll just let the dust settle and work it out this week. Will can have a good look at the horse and have a think about things and work out what to do, but we're blessed with a lot of options, that's for sure.
You mentioned his pedigree, and he's raced over more ground overseas, 1,600 metres yesterday. At this stage, what are you mapping out as likely spring targets?
Well, sort of was saying yesterday, something like the Toorak would really be up his alley, 1,600 metres to 2,000, you would think. Beyond that, we're not sure. We'll just let the horse tell us. As I say, his pedigree's amazing, so that's going to take him a long way. But you'd have to think a race like the Toorak over a mile, where they'd go along at a genuine tempo with not a great deal of weight on his back, he'd have to be right in the race, you'd think.
ups and downs of racing for the stable yesterday at Bendigo, kicking off with Second Slip, figuring in the stewards report with a degree of EIPH and mucus. What's the latest on Second Slip?
Yep, he's pulled up with a bit of a dirty scope, as they said, so he'll go for a little break now. We'll send him up to Willaroon Thoroughbred, Sally Watkins' place there. So she'll look after him well, and he'll have a nice little break, and then we'll get him back to Adelaide and get him ready again. But he probably didn't, you know, he sort of finished in the bunch there. The winner won really well, and he, considering the excuses, he's probably didn't run too bad considering that.
Bella Valla contested the Galaxy behind the Flying Eduardo yesterday. She finished down the track. What was your wash-up of her race?
Yeah, she obviously got a long way back where they obviously went so fast. Glenn was saying that she was sort of had horses on either side of her, and she wasn't super comfortable with that. She's pulled up fine, which is the main thing. We're not sort of, you know, too concerned about yesterday. We'll get her home and have a roll of the dice in the Sangster, and that would be her swan song before she goes up to the Gold Coast and gets old.
Mention your dual roles at the start of the interview, working with Will Clarkin, but also managing the rides of Jamie Carr. How excited is it to be involved with Jamie and what she's achieving at the moment?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's been a terrific season, obviously. Hopefully we can just keep things rolling, and she's going along super at the moment. Yeah, riding, you know, obviously really, really well. So hopefully we can just maintain it. But it's been, really, really good season, and hopefully we can continue on.
And she paid credit to you yesterday with the hard work that goes on behind the scenes. It doesn't just happen that her name appears in a form guide, although it's a lot easier when you've got someone who's as in demand as Jamie. How are you going to manage things like the championships coming up in Sydney, the carnival heading to Brisbane? What's the overall philosophy with the Melbourne Premiership there as a real carrot?
Yeah, look, I think we'll just sort of take everything as it comes a little bit. Obviously, so next Saturday, they're on again in Sydney, but Jamie will be at Caulfield next week. After that, hopefully she can get up to Sydney for the championships, but we'll just sort of take very much everything as it comes and, you know, week by week, and we'll just assess it as we go. Basically, it's we don't sort of like to plan way too far ahead, but we'll just take it as it comes, really.
Doing a terrific job on a number of fronts. Lockie, thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations on a terrific day yesterday.
Good on you, Warren. Thanks very much.